fiercely defending the freedom of speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Meanwhile, I look up and I see hordes of South Americans headed toward the American border. And the discussion continues. You have these 17 members of Congress now discussing how to create border security. I don't expect them to get anything done by February 15th. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised for Valentine's Day. We'll see. But the border wall debate, the shutdowns, the problems continue. Drugs flow, human trafficking problems exist. Coyotes bringing people over. It all persists. And I don't see a solution on the table, at least not yet. William is in Vassar today. Checking in on the Common Sense Hotline, you can do the same, 888-900-9966. William, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. First of all, I'm in Michigan. I'm a homeless veteran being denied my homeless veteran program because Bill Schuette and his buddies changed the law in 2011 and retroactively, unconstitutionally applied it to me. I was just happened to be on the front page of Detroit News 2 Mondays ago on the 21st. But it's not about me, but it's given me a lot of time to think. And I know that most presidents leave a library when they leave office. And I say to him, Mr. President, why don't you leave a functional wall? What is a functional wall? Go to 7 Block Museum, Jackson, Michigan. It's 500 mini apartments with a sink, a toilet, and a bed in 1 block of the world's largest walled prison. Why not build one of them on each end of the country, let the workers live in them, build fences in between and many more to the middle, with a brand new administration hospital, the Lutz, call it the Donald Trump Alamo 2, and pay for it with live transplantable Christmas trees.
That's quite a right plan, now, William, yeah.
The dead market is a $2 billion a year market for cut down Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to cancel Christmas. It's a sure thing. They're not going to send it to Mexico like they did the jobs. We're talking about a plutocracy here, folks.
So well, William, I appreciate you checking in, and I want to talk more about the wall. I do. I don't think we're going to build a wall in that fashion, although it is an interesting plan and an interesting idea, and I greatly appreciate you checking in. But Donald Trump's base is angry that the president caved in the government shutdown, but some, like outspoken conservative commentator and author Ann Coulter, who has been credited with the Coulter veto, they say that if she talks enough, the president will change his attitude. Some believe Ann Coulter is the one that led us into the government shutdown. But she says you can't just blame Trump or even Democrats for that matter. She says it's the GOP blocking border security from happening. Talking with Bill Maher, she leveled her anger at elitist Republicans. Listen to this, Bite 5.
Lots of cheap labor pouring into this country is good for employers. It's not good for employees. You know who wants it? The Koch brothers. Yeah. They want it. Rupert Murdoch wants it. Yeah. My party wants it. Why hasn't Trump been able to get it through
the first 2 years? The point is that the wall won't stop that.
Because the Republicans don't want it. It's all of mass immigration. It's our legal immigration. Okay. It's no E-Verify.
But the wall
is a big part of that.
But the reason...
And you're being played to have everybody keep acting like this is some sort of racist thing. Working class wages have gone down.
Okay.
Middle class wages have been stagnant. It's great for the rich. It's good for you.
You know what I enjoyed about that the most? But never mind, Bill. I'm not talking to you right now. I'm pontificating. Relax. But at any rate, there's a lot of truth to what Ann Coulter said there. And that is you have people in government that believe those pouring over the southern border will become part of a voting bloc for them going forward. And then you have those in business who say they need lots of cheap labor. They may not say it, but that's the takeaway. So when the Warren Buffetts and the Koch brothers and others, Republicans, turn a blind eye to the border, you have to ask yourself why, and the reason quite simply is it adds to the bottom line. I mean, why else could you explain how the border wall didn't get done when Donald Trump controlled the Senate and the House, or at least the Republicans did? He didn't, obviously. Or you'd have a wall, or you'd have a border barrier that was secure. And speaking of that, presidential candidates running for the White House in 2020 face a very different electorate in America than ever. 67% of the eligible voters will be white in 2020. That's down from 75% in 2000. And the biggest voting bloc, the biggest minority voting bloc in 2020 will be Hispanics. And the Democrats believe they're entitled to all of those because Democrats always believe they're entitled. They talk about entitlement, but when it comes to entitlements, nobody knows better than the Democrats. The baby boom generation beginning to lose political power. Boomers born between 1946 and 1964 will make up 28% of the electorate. Still the largest generation by population, but only narrowly edging out the millennials now. Generation X, millennials, and Generation Z, whatever that is, account for a whopping 62% of the electorate. It's all changing, you see, and so the push is to have more Hispanics voting. And you know, the African-American voting bloc's getting smaller and weaker. But you look at what's happening at the southern border or not happening, and you have to ask yourself, how is that possible? Well, it's possible because you have interests on both sides that have no interest at all in putting a barrier there. Again, the Democrats would like to turn Texas blue because if they do, it's all over except the crying. There would never be another Republican president in our lifetimes unless there was a cataclysmic event like what's happening in Venezuela and the people pushed back. And for cheap labor, you can't get enough of it. Helps these people build their bottom line. It helps these people build their bottom line. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Straight ahead, the All Outdoors Report with Jim Mishler, plus Cora Candy, a millennial advisor with the America First Policies, and Congressman Tim Walberg on a Thursday. So much more ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.